Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sharon Brody. It has been 100 days since a new governor took office in Massachusetts. That's the period of time in which new political leaders traditionally try to get their agenda off the ground. This year, it also has been a period of time when Massachusetts faced some big surprises, many of them weather-related. WBUR's Asma Khalid sat down with new Governor Charlie Baker this afternoon to get his assessment of how the first 100 days have gone.
Governor, it's nice to see you and have the opportunity to talk at length. I want to begin with the troubled transit system. When the winter storms began in January, February, you distanced yourself from the public transportation crisis at that point. I recall you saying you did not control the MBTA. Since then, you've become much more involved, and I'm wondering what changed.
9 feet of snow in 30 days changed. The T broke down. And the message coming from the folks at the T was it was going to take 30 days to sort of get the system back up and running. And we had some conversations with them and said that we thought that was not reasonable and we wanted them back up and going a lot faster than that. And we were all pretty proud of the fact that when people came back to work after school vacation and kids went back to school, the T was running. And I think our view at this point is that there's a certain accountability that is required going forward. The T needs to have a closer relationship with the governor's office.
When you speak about that accountability, do you see that as your accountability?
I do. I think from this point forward, since more than half the T's operating budget is funded by the taxpayers, no matter where they live in Massachusetts, we own a big piece of what happens with the T.
Earlier this week, your administration asked the entire MassDOT board, with the exception of your transportation secretary, to resign. Some would say that's a drastic step towards taking some of that full ownership of the issue. Could you explain, Governor, why you did that?
We were following up on a recommendation from the advisory panel, and I think it's for a couple of reasons. The biggest one is sort of come up with a fresh start, time for some fresh eyes and some new ideas.
You mentioned the recent report by your review panel, and one of the things in there that caught my attention was the high levels of absenteeism. How do you change that culture at the T?
You don't accept it as standard operating procedure. It's another reason why the advisory panel called for a fiscal control board.
I want to ask one final thing about the T, or about the MBTA, and that is, in the report that came out from the review panel, much was talked about around management issues. The conversation did not focus as much on revenue. One of the criticisms that I heard is that in order for this region to really thrive economically, you know, we do need to perhaps pour more revenue into expanding a system. Is that something that's in your immediate horizon?
I certainly think that there's a case that ought to and probably can be made at some point if the thing is running effectively and efficiently, that there's going to need to be additional investment in the infrastructure. But my view is let's get the house in order first. It's pretty hard for me to argue that the T has a revenue problem when they aren't spending billions of dollars of available capital money to invest in their system, when they have issues with fare collection to begin with on the commuter rail, when they have large numbers of employees who are missing 12 weeks of work a year or more.
Governor, I want to shift gears and talk about another big issue that popped up right after your inauguration, and that's Boston's bid for the Summer Olympics in 2024.
That was literally the day of my inauguration.
I recall. Yeah. And the effort is being spearheaded by private organizations. You yourself have not been heavily involved, is that right? And I'm wondering why so?
Well, first of all, it's a City of Boston initiative for which the state is obviously a potential participant. What I've been waiting for is kind of the product from 2024. You know, which events are going to be at which venues? Who are the collaborators? What do they think the cost of that's going to look like? Where's the stadium going to go? Where's the Olympic Village going to go? And what are the expectations for the Commonwealth? What are the infrastructure projects that people have talked about? 2024 needs to tell us what they think the Olympics actually looks like at a detail level, and then tell us what they think the relative or the expectations are with regard to what they want the Commonwealth to do.
Do you personally want the Olympics here in Boston?
I'm open-minded about it. I don't know. What's it look like? How much does it cost? Where's it going to be held?
Governor, I want to ask you a couple questions just about your big picture takeaway at this point. What is the hardest lesson you've learned in your time here so far? Is there something that surprised you really since taking office that has gone in a way that you did not expect for it to go?
Well, the Olympic bid certainly was not something I was expecting. The size of the budget deficit for fiscal 15, the year we're in now, and the size of the deficit for 16 were bigger than I thought they would be. The snow, obviously, was not expected. Patriots winning the Super Bowl wasn't either, but that was probably a good thing. I guess what I would say is that you can lay out an agenda and have a bunch of things you want to get done, but fundamentally, you shouldn't be surprised when you get surprised, because you will. There are going to be things you're not going to be able to control that are going to happen that you're going to have to respond to. And I think the goal needs to be to not lose sight of those things you want to accomplish. You know, you have 4 years, you can't expect to get it all done at once, and you just have to be willing to accept the fact that other stuff is going to happen that's going to take up the hours in the day that you might have wanted to spend on something else.
How would you grade yourself so far?
I'm not much into grading. We've worked really hard to develop a positive relationship with the legislature and a lot of local communities. And I'm pleased that there's been a fair amount of positive response to our proposal to double the earned income tax credit, which is an opportunity to put money in the pockets of 400,000 low-income working families here. But I guess what I would say is that the people of Massachusetts ultimately get to decide whether they think we're doing a good job or not.
If you don't want to grade yourself, is there anything that you'd like to improve on moving forward?
I hope to have an opportunity to have a robust discussion about some of our ideas around education and closing the achievement gap, some of our ideas around economic development. If we succeed here over the course of the next few years, then most people will believe that administration generally is oriented towards solving problems, doesn't care where good ideas come from. And that's the basic platform we ran on, and that's how we intend to try to govern.
Thank you so much, Governor.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Governor Charlie Baker reflecting on his first 100 days in office with WBUR's Asma Khalid.